intercession of hymn 251. Hallelujah, hallelujah, marks the heavens and voices.
Welcome to our service on this fourth Sunday of Easter, which we traditionally observe as Good Shepherd Sunday. We follow the order of morning prayer, beginning with the opening greeting on page 101. Christ is risen. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, open our lips. O God, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. On page 121, the traditional form of the Easter anthems.
Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, being raised from the dead,
page 616, the psalm appointed for this morning is number 23, the 23rd psalm on page 616.
Shepherd, therefore can I lack nothing.
The first reading is from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, beginning at verse 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. On page 126, the traditional form of the canticle Te Deum, parts 1 and 2.
Thank you.
The second reading is from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate from the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly." On page 131, the canticle, Glory and Honor. Page 112, we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the king. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, make clean our hearts within us. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life, raise us who trust in him from the death of sin to the life of righteousness, that we may seek those things which are above, where he reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And we join in the first and second collects at morning prayer. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hymn 655, Loving Shepherd of Your Sheep. Brothers and sisters, as we hear the voice of the Good Shepherd who calls his people and leads them to life, let us bring our prayers before the Father with confidence and trust. for the church throughout the world, that she may faithfully proclaim the voice of Christ, the Good Shepherd, and lead many people to the fullness of life in him. Lord, in your mercy. For bishops, priests, and deacons, and especially for David, our bishop, that they may be true shepherds after the heart of Christ, guiding his people with courage, humility, and love. Lord, in your mercy. For vocations to the priesthood and religious life, that many may hear the call of the Good Shepherd and respond generously, giving their lives in service to his flock. Lord, in your mercy. For Charles, our King, the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, and the government, and all in positions of responsibility in this and every nation. Lord, in your mercy. For those who feel lost, confused, or far from God, that they may hear the voice of Christ calling them by name and be led back to the safety and peace of his care. Lord, in your mercy. For the sick, the suffering, and all those in any need, that the Good Shepherd may comfort them, strengthen them, and lead them through every trial. Lord, in your mercy. We remember the faithful departed, that the Good Shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep may bring them safely to the eternal pastures of heaven. Lord, in your mercy. For this parish community, that we may listen attentively to the voice of Christ and follow him faithfully in our daily lives. Lord, in your mercy. Let us now pause and offer in silence the prayers we hold in our hearts. Father of love, you have given us your Son as the Good Shepherd who leads us to life. Hear the prayers we make in faith and keep us always close to the voice of Christ who lives and reigns forever and ever. We join in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hymn 644, Faithful Shepherd, Feed Me.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always well-pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Some verses from today's second reading, St. John chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. Living as we do in a small rural or at least semi-rural community, we realize that the idea that we can be anonymous is somewhat naive. Even if one speaks to no one, everyone knows who we are, because everyone or most people knows everyone else. It is pointless being anything other than direct or straight. Whereas if one tries to deceive people or try to be something we are not, others realize that very quickly too. It could be said that living in a small rural community is perhaps not always the best preparation for the outside world. When you are accustomed to honesty, to accepting people as you find them, it is easy, perhaps, to be taken in by those whose upbringing has been different. Country values of being open and honest sometimes don't count for much in the city. Sometimes there are hard lessons to learn about people not trusting other people. Read the Gospels, and Jesus of Nazareth, the man from Galilee, the man, shall we say, with the country accent, the man from a small town, has no such problems. Jesus is not a man who is deceived. He is instantly able to spot those who are less than honest. He knows also when people are being honest and sincere. He calls his own sheep by name, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice, St. John tells us. Look at Jesus' encounters with people. Elsewhere in the Gospel according to St. John in chapter 4, there was the woman at the well who tries to avoid the awkward subject. And Jesus says to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had 5 husbands, and the man you know now is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." Then St. Matthew tells us, there was the rich young man who wants eternal life and says he has obeyed all the commandments. But Jesus knows that in his heart of hearts, the man still has not really committed himself. And Jesus says to him, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me."
When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Even Jesus' closest friend does not escape minute scrutiny, as we discover in St. John chapter 21. Peter has denied Jesus, and when Jesus has risen from the dead, he questions Peter closely, asking the same question three times. The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." The good shepherd knows his sheep. The Bible tells us that while we look at people from the outside, God looks at the heart. God knows even more about people than do the inhabitants of a small rural community. He knows the thoughts as well as the actions. Of course, we may pretend to ourselves that the picture of the Good Shepherd is no more than a nice story, and that God is not one who sees his flock all of the time. Attending church, saying our prayers, our memory becomes selective. We remember the aspects of our life that cast us in a good light. We imagine God as some benign old gentleman who smiles sweetly at all we say. We prefer not to think of God as someone aware of all the things we would prefer not to mention. Selective memory is accompanied by compartmentalization, a compartment for God and his church, a compartment for our work, a compartment for home and family, a compartment for relationships with other people. It's as though we read the story of the Good Shepherd and think he can only see one small section of the sheepfold. I have a friend who serves in a country parish and has done so for over 7 years. The field at the back of the rectory in which he lives was used for grazing sheep. The field was bounded by a wire fence that was placed closely against a stone wall. Frequently, the sheep would push their way through the wire and find themselves jammed between the barbed wire strands of the fence and the granite stones of the wall. Trying to free them was difficult. To pull a sheep back through the wire was to risk injury to oneself and to the sheep, and was resisted violently by the animal. The only other option was to stand on the wall and pull the sheep upwards and lift it back over the fence. It was a precarious exercise, but it had to be done. The sheep could not be left trapped. Lifting those sheep out of a jam is a vividly clear picture of what God does for us. Reaching down to lift us up from situations from which we cannot extricate ourselves. The Good Shepherd is good because he is prepared not only to reach down, but to sacrifice himself for his flock, to become the gate through which they are saved. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Says Jesus, in St. John chapter 10, verse 3. He knows exactly what we are like, even when we pretend to ourselves that he does not. He knows the situations in which we, you and I, have become trapped. And the sheep follow him because they know his voice, says verse 4. It is sometimes with a profound reluctance that we follow him. It is sometimes with the greatest of unhappiness that we acknowledge that we have lost our way and that we need to be rescued. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. We can no more escape his watch than we can remain anonymous in a small rural community. And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we ascribe as is most justly due all praise, glory, majesty, and dominion from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. To do good and to distribute, forget not, for with such sacrifices God approves. The collection hymn 255, Christ is risen, Alleluia.
God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, raise you up to walk with him in the newness of his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. On Tuesday evening, there will be a meeting of the Finance Committee at the Rectory at 8 o'clock. On Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock, the Diocesan Mothers Union Indoor Members Holy Communion Service and Tea Party afterwards will be held in Mara Hamlet. And all indoor and senior members of Mothers Union are encouraged to take up this opportunity of what is always an enjoyable and very pleasant day out. If transport is required, please contact Susan Wilson. Sunday next, the fifth Sunday of Easter, Parish Communion at 10 o'clock, also at 10 o'clock, the Jam Group, which will meet in the parochial hall. The recessional hymn, 270, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Amen.